Welcome to the May 31st sermon from Clifford Baptist Church, 635 Fletcher's Level Road in Amherst. Today's scripture is Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 11, and the sermon is entitled, A Visit to the Potter's House, delivered today by Pastor Jeffrey Campbell.
This week, as I was talking to Carrie Hill, she sent me what her song was going to be, and she had already turned it in and to be in the bulletin, and I already sent my stuff in for the title of my sermon, and we see how God has worked this together. I would tell you the hair on my head stood up, but it stays that way. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. I had this feeling that God was going to do something today. But in order for God to do something today, there must be willing vessels. Today, I see hundreds of them sitting here today. You must be willing vessels. The question I ask every time that I come to this pulpit, every time that I talk to you, is simply this. Today, did you come expecting God to do something, to speak to you in your life at this moment today? Hey, amen. Well, if that's all I got, I'm gonna turn it off and go home. I'm going to ask you one more time, okay? Did you come expecting God to do something here today?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hang on to every word that God has, not that Jeffrey has. Not that I'm going to speak, but hang on to every word that God has given me this week. And I think together we will grow and we will learn something through His Word today. It is amazing to me that as we come to this place every single Sunday, that expectation is with me. I look for something in a sermon that's going to speak directly to me, and I hope that you will do the same today. But if you have your Bibles, I hope you do. Turn to the book of Jeremiah in your Old Testament, and I'll tell you just real quick, I love this book. A couple months ago, I got to speak at a men's retreat, and I came from the book of Jeremiah. And while there, and while looking, I found like 50 sermons in the book of Jeremiah. It's amazing what is there. And so I kind of scribbled some stuff down on a piece of paper, and I said, I'll save that one for another day. Well, today's the day for this sermon, and I think God has big plans. Today, we're going to take a trip through Scripture with Jeremiah along his side to a place that maybe many have never been. I don't know how many have been to a potter's house before or to watch a potter at work before, but today we're going to see that through Scripture. Jeremiah chapter 18, if you're trying to find that in your Bible, is where we're going to be at today. But I want to remind you first, before we ever get started, of Jeremiah's God-given call on life. And that was simply this: to call a nation back to its God. That was his responsibility, to call the nation back to its God. Now, for 40 years, just so most of you know this, for 40 years, Jeremiah did that, preaching and telling people what they needed to do in order to get God number one in their life. For 40 plus years, Jeremiah did this. And to his knowledge, to Jeremiah's knowledge, not one person changed. Wow. 40 years of hard work, 40 years of following God, and Jeremiah sees no fruit. It'd be reason to hang up and throw in the towel, wouldn't it? Find something else or better to do. But I will give you my belief that Jeremiah was doing the work of God those entire 40 plus years. He was following God's plan for his life the entire time, even though he did not see the fruits. And so today, as we come to this book, we remember Jeremiah's call to go to a nation and get them to come back to their God. Scripture today, Jeremiah 18, 1 through 11, and we will add verse 12 at the very end. But I'm going to read 1 through 11 right now. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. at what instance I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I will benefit them. Now, therefore, go to speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. We pray God's blessing upon his word today. As I look at that scripture, I'm going to bounce and reread verses 1 and 2 again to you. And those verses say this, and the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Today you're going to get five things out of the trip to the potter's house. Notice that we're on a visit to the potter's house right beside Jeremiah. And as he gets the word or the command from God to go to the potter's house, he knows that something awaits there. The first point I want you to see through scripture today is Jeremiah gets direction. Now listen, he doesn't get direction of how to get to the potter's house. Jeremiah gets direction of what to do when he gets there. He gets a clear direction of what to do when he gets there. But there's a simple truth that he has to do before he gets there. You see, Jeremiah's not going down there to go shopping or go to work or look around to see what the potter has made today. He's going there for one simple purpose: to listen for the voice of God, to learn something from God, to get a message from God to deliver to the people. Now, with that being said, we see that God is about to do something in Jeremiah's life, but Jeremiah has to do three things. He has to arise, means he has to get up. He has to go, which he has to move his feet. And he has to open his ears. Now listen, I know I'm a pastor, and I know I have a big mouth. But there are times that even my wife says, just listen. Do I get an amen? I see her shaking her head, yeah, over there. There are times that we do not like to listen, okay? And I wonder where my kids get it from, right? Jeremiah, as this trip to the potter's house, he has to get up, he has to go, he has to listen. He has to put something in it of himself. Now me, I would say, God, you and I are talking right now. Why don't you just tell me now? Save me the trip, save me the time, save me the effort, save me the money. Just tell me what you want me to do and I'll do it right here where I am. But no, God says, you must get up and go and listen. Friends, today, Clifford Baptist Church today, and when I say Clifford Baptist Church, that means everybody here, okay? That just doesn't mean the members here. That means all of us listening today. This is my question to you right now. What are we doing to follow God's direction? Most of us are sitting waiting on directions of how to get there when God has given you directions of what you need to do. God will show you how to get there. You just follow him in doing it. Three words: arise, go, and listen. But I wonder today, are we choosing to sit, stay, and question? God, why do we need to do that? I can just stay here. It's so much easier. Yes, I believe that we're becoming more convenient to ourselves when we need to be convenient to God. Clifford Baptist Church today, as I look at the faces that are looking at me, Here's the question I have for you. How many arisers, how many goers, how many doers, how many listeners does God have here today? He can't use the sit and stay method with Christians. Point number one, the direction is to listen to the voice of God. As we move on in verse number 3, we see that Jeremiah goes to that potter's house. He says, "Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel." The second thing we see on our visit to the potter's house is the potter himself. Does everybody see the potter there in Scripture? As Jeremiah shows up at his house, what is the potter doing? He's working. He's doing his job on the wheel. And we see him at work. As Jeremiah arrives, he knocks on the door, and the potter is seated at the wheels working. Now, notice Scripture says wheels. It's a system that involves a lower wheel, a big wheel at the base that he would spin with his feet. All right, this is before motorized, right? We don't have the motor to hook to it, okay? But he has the wheel that he would spin with his feet, connected to a shaft, to another wheel that he would work from. Now, I tried this thing one time in art class in a 7th or 8th grade, but mine had a pedal on it. And as I approached the wheel, I thought I was in the Daytona 500. I mashed that thing wide open, and the wheels began to turn so fast. Clay went everywhere. Water went everywhere. Teacher started yelling, "What are you doing?" Listen, the potter knows exactly what he's doing. As the potter sits down and he begins to spin that wheel with his foot, it allows both hands to be free now that he can work that clay. And as that potter begins to work the clay, he begins to push and he begins to press with his hands, with both hands, all 10 fingers, to shape that vessel into what he wants it to become, what he wants it to be. Notice that the potter is free to do with whatever he wants to the clay, because he's got both hands. This system of the potter sitting at the wheel allows you and I to be in both hands of God the Father. Today, as we take the trip to the potter's house, the potter is God himself. And as he sits at that wheel of your life and he spins it around, and sometimes it seems like our life is just spinning around, God's going to apply the pressure to put you and to make you where he wants you to be. As we see the potter and as we see him working, we see that God has a plan for that little piece of clay. Friends, today, I want you to know I'm still on the wheel. I don't feel like I'm there yet. Maybe God does, but I feel like God is still working on my life. There are times I feel his pressure and his pushing in certain areas, and guess what? Jeffrey doesn't like it, but God's pushing it anyway. God's making it anyway, because it's what he wants you to become, not what you want to become and what you want to be. There's some of you that want to be beautiful pieces of vessels or pottery. God doesn't want you to be that. He may want you to be the little cup that carries water to the person who needs Jesus Christ. Clifford Baptist Church, let's quit being who we want to be and allow God, the potter, to work and to press and to push us into what he wants to be. It is not fun. It is not. But it's necessary in order to become what God wants you to be. The second thing we see is the potter being God Almighty. Verse number 4. "And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so that he made it again another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it." The third thing that we see is we see the clay itself. The clay is being worked in the master's hand and in the potter's hand. And in verse 4, it tells us that that clay becomes what? Marred. It becomes marred. And that potter's hands begins to work the clay again. Listen, guys, the potter doesn't put the piece of clay on the wheel, spin it in 5 minutes. He has a masterpiece. It's not an instant masterpiece, but it takes work, it takes time, and it takes effort from the potter and his hands to get the clay right. As Jeremiah sees the marred clay in the hands of the potter, guys, listen. There are things in my life that cause me to crumble too. As the potter's getting it and working it, and those impurities in the clay and the flaws within the clay come out, what the potter was working on becomes a heap of mess. Another pile of clay. Some call it ruined. I don't use that word. Because guess what? The one thing that you will not see in the potter's house is a trash can. As that clay becomes marred and kind of resists and falls into another ball of clay, the potter doesn't pick it up and say, I got to get rid of this piece of trash and throw it away. He packs it back together, adds a little water, and begins his work again. Look at verse 4 again. That verse says this. The vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so it became a heap of mess. So he made it again into another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make. Friends, he didn't throw it away. He didn't throw it out and get a new piece. He started over. He put his hands to the same piece of clay and said, we've got to make something just a little bit of different. We've got to get this imperfection out of there and make something a little bit different so that it's still useful. Clifford Baptist Church today, everyone, I'm going to ask you to do this. Look at me. Our sins, our transgressions, our faults, our failures in the hand of the potter are flaws, but he works those things out. He works those things out. And as that clay begins to resist a little bit, he works a little harder. And he has to press a little harder to get those sins and those unrighteousness things out of our life. And as he does that, he's creating a brand new vessel that is still useful. I will look around you today and tell you, each one of you represent the clay. And I see not one that is useless. God doesn't see useless in this room. God's mind, God's eyes sees potential. He sees vessels. He sees people that carry Jesus Christ to a lost world. No matter the age, no matter the background, no matter where you came from, no matter the color of the skin, you can carry Jesus Christ as the vessel of God today. Now I will say this. Some take a little more work. That's not for me. That's not for you. That's for God. That's for God to press. That's for God to figure out. That's for God to fix. So as that clay, as we see that clay spinning on the wheel, we see that the potter's hands are surrounding it. And as those sins begin to bubble out and come to the surface, the potter takes care of those things. He takes care and gets rid of those sins. And when that piece of clay becomes stubborn, as we all have, the potter works it harder. And I'll tell you, that definitely is not fun. Today, Clifford Baptist Church, today, will you allow God to put you on the wheel? Will you allow God as his clay to work you? Even though it's not comfortable, he will work you. The third thing that we see through Scripture today is the clay. And maybe you're here today and say, Pastor Jeffrey, my life is just a mess. Bring it to the potter. He'll put you on the wheel and he'll begin the work. fourth thing that we see in verses 5 through 12. Now listen, guys, I'm not going to reread this. But listen, what we see in verses 5 through 12, I'm going to read a couple of verses to you. Look at verse number 5. It says this: "The word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as the potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel." This scripture, Jeremiah was talking about Israel being that clay. Israel being that clay. Now listen, I believe that if God is speaking to Israel, God is speaking to America, God is speaking to Jeffrey. God's character has not changed. His word does not change. And so today, if God will try again with Israel, God will try again with America. God will try again with Jeffrey and try to make it right. You see, when the window of opportunity closes, it's when Jesus comes back. It's too late then. But meanwhile, God is still at the potter's wheel. Still working and making us into who he wants us to be. Does America need to come back to the potter's wheel? Amen. I do. They do. But before America could come, Jeffrey needs to come. America will not know about Jesus Christ if Jeffrey keeps his mouth closed. If Jeffrey does not arise, if Jeffrey does not go, and if Jeffrey does not follow the direction of God's will in my life, America will not know. Now listen, some of you may say, that's the preacher's job. I'll say amen. But I'm going to throw it back in your lap, and that's your job too. That's our job together. We are the church. Jeffrey is not the church. Mike is not the church. Clyde is not the church. We are the church. We work together, and we have a job to do under the direction of God Almighty. Verses 5 through 12. God shows up just like he told Jeremiah he would at the potter's house, and he begins to talk to Jeremiah. And he says, I'm going to do with Israel what the potter does with the clay. If that nation of Israel will turn back and give their lives back to me, then he's going to rework them and make them into what he wants them to be. But they had to do a couple things. They had to repent and turn from their evil ways. That's what this verse tells us. These verses tell us. They had to repent. They also had to do good and godly things with their life. Okay, they had to agree to do that. And so if they were willing to do that, Jeremiah had to take this message. If they were willing to do that, God was willing to work with them. God was going to give them a second chance. God was ready. Guys, fourth point is this. We have a patient potter. You know, sometimes I shake my head and say, God, what are you waiting on? Come on back. But then I think of my congregation. There could be lost people sitting here today that would be without God if he came back today. There are friends at work. There are people in my family that would die and guys go to hell because they do not have God. Yet my God is a patient potter. He's patient with me while he's working on me, but he's also patient with the clay that he's waiting to work on. Friends, I want you to see a potter that is so patient with the clay that he's working on, but also the ones that he's waiting to come to him. I believe right now that given another chance to his people, we want to take that chance. We want to say yes. We want to give our lives. But there are things in our lives that maybe we've got to repent of first and get rid of first. And today, if you are sitting here and you know there is something that I've got to change. Guys, I'm speaking from experience. There are things that I've got to change. Don't wait. Don't wait. You've got to repent, turn, and come to the potter's wheel. The invitation to Israel is the invitation to America, is the invitation to Clifford Baptist Church today. Turn from your evil ways. Repent of the evil that you do. Come to God through Jesus Christ. The unsaved person, it is never too late. You're never too bad. It's never too late to turn your life around and give it to God. Some people say, Pastor, I'm too bad. I used to go to church, but I got into some bad. I've been so bad. It's never too bad to come to the potter's wheel. Friends, today, I know that we serve a very patient God. And I'm so very thankful for it. But we must change. We must repent. Guys, it's a whole nother sermon if I go in talking about America and our country. I'm not going to go there today. We need to change. That's all I'm going to say to that. We need to change. Now, I added one verse of scripture, verse number 12. Now, listen, before you look there, look, listen to me. Jeremiah took this message and delivered it. In verse 12, look what happens. And they said, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. How sad. How sad. You know, at one hand, I look at Jeremiah and I said, man, I don't blame you for giving up. Jeremiah had this awesome message to deliver to God's people, and they said, hey, there's no hope there. We're just going to do our own thing, continue doing our evil ways, and we'll be okay. The last thing that we see is the clay in waiting becoming a little bit harder. You know, I'm not a potter by any means, but I do know this. There is a point in which the clay becomes so hard that it can't be worked anymore. That it can't be worked anymore. And so that is what you see here. You see people's hard hearts coming out in such a way that they say, there is no hope in this God. There is no way. We'll just do our own thing. And we'll stick to our own evil ways. Now listen. How does that apply to you and me today? Maybe you're here and you say, Jeffrey, good message, great job, shake your hand, but I'm just going to keep on doing what I do. You become a little harder for the potter to work on. The potter can't make you into what he wants you if you're hard. It's not like add a little water and you become soft again. No way. There's a point in which you reach that you become too hard for the potter to do anything with. And I know it sounds a little harsh, but the potter takes a step back and says, your choice. Your choice. So, church family today, as I look at a piece of clay that is becoming harder and harder by the minute, and a nation of Israel, I look at America and I see a country that's becoming harder and harder by the day and by the decision and by every vote that is cast. It's becoming harder and harder in our nation. I don't want to be a church family that is surrounded by hard, hard people that God can't work in and around and with. So here's the invitation and I'm done. Today, on our trip, on our visit to the potter's house, we see clear directions that have been given to Jeremiah. We see the potter that is continually at work. We see God's hand working in the lives of the clay and molding him into the vessel that is useful. We see a patient God just waiting, waiting, waiting. And then we see the hardened clay. Now, I will hate to say, and I will step out and say that every one of us fall in one of those categories. Everyone here falls into one of these categories as we look at the clay. You know, as Carrie sang her song this morning, I pulled my paper out and I jotted down. Christians today, do you want to say the lyrics of the song, I'll be your vessel? Do we want to say that? Or do we want to say, God, this is hurts. This is too hard. I just want to get off the wheel. Don't push there. Don't go there, God. Christians today, it's about letting God work you. It's about letting God mold you, not trying to make yourself, not trying to do it yourself. Let the hand of the potter work in your life. So Christian today, your invitation is this, and this goes for every one of you. Will you come to that point in this moment of invitation and say, God, I'm going to let you work me. My hands are off. Put both of your hands on me and do your work. Maybe today there's an unbeliever that is here. Do not walk away from the hope that comes from God the Father through Jesus Christ. You heard it a million times from this pulpit, and you'll hear it a million more as long as I'm here anyway. Jesus Christ paid the price for your sins on an old rugged cross. He rose again to give life through His name. And if you will come, and if you will allow God the opportunity, if you will allow God the chance to work in your life by saving your soul and working on the outside, God will save you. But you have to come to the wheel. Today, wherever you are in life, wherever you are, make sure God's hand, both hands, are upon your life. This moment of invitation is for everyone. Whatever your need, I believe Jesus Christ will meet you here. But today, if you look at your life and say, God, I need your work, hey, don't wait till the last verse. When Doris hits that first note, you come. Unsaved person, don't leave here and say there's no hope. You've heard about the hope through Jesus Christ and what He can do to your life. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, we thank You for this day. God, I thank You for every person that is here today, and they're not here by accident or by chance. They're here because Your hand is on their life. And so, God, I just pray for my church family now, Lord, that as we have heard Your message, God, that You will teach us and You will allow us to learn something through it. Maybe there are some people today that will come to an altar and say, God, just work on my life. Just work in my life. I give up. I'm throwing my hands up. God, put both of Your hands in. Father, today, I pray those people would come. But, Lord, I want to offer an invitation to that one person that may not know You as Savior. Today, Lord, I pray that they will not walk out of here a little bit harder, a little bit tougher for the potter to work on, but today they will be willing to come into the potter's hands. Father, thank You for this moment of invitation. We pray Your blessings upon it, Your leading now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Clifford Baptist Church invites you to join them for worship every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. For more information about our church, please call us at 434-946-0555.